Paris Jackson lands a new role, Robin Williams' last movie, and we have Tyrell Jackson Williams in the hot seat with us tonight. All this and more coming up on Next.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live, Next.
Mino. Sorry, you guys know that I'm musically challenged. If Raylan and Khalil were here, they would laugh at me. This is a vibe. What's this song called?
Father, Son, Holy Smoke.
Father, Son, Holy Smoke.
I've been, like, obsessed with this song as recently.
What's, like, the background of Mino? Do you know?
I know, but I can't remember right now. But he's like, he's been around for a little while. He's been dropping like mixtapes on SoundCloud for a while, and this is off his first album.
Okay, this kind of gives me a sound that I'm like familiar with. Is it kind of Kendrick Lamar-ish, or am I reaching a little bit?
He does have that soul influence, which is on To Pimp a Butterfly.
Yes, so like, To Pimp a Butterfly, yes. Yeah. Not really Damn, but...
Not really Damn. Damn is really, like, that's, like, just straight up, like, more trap-influenced stuff.
Oh, more trap. Okay, this but is like, more soulful.
Yeah, it's more soulful, more smooth.
Chill, which we like to be chill sometimes here on Next. Hey, guys, welcome back. I'm Raina. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raina_LA. And I have the pleasure of introducing our guest. Thank you so much for coming by, Tyrell. Tyrell, where can our viewers follow you on social media? The real Tyrell, yes. Like we just talked about.
there are quite a few fakes. You can find me on Instagram at Tyrell_J_Will. Yes. And at Twitter, just at Tyrell J. Will.
Okay. Remember the underscores for Instagram, but yeah. Tyrell J. Will. Look out for the verified check. That's how you know.
Yeah.
It's the real him.
Yeah. I have a lot of fake people with a lot of followers. So,
yeah.
Yeah. It's just...
You know, you pop in. It's okay. It's all good.
Well, the fake knees are popping. The fake knees are.
Oh, my gosh. Watch them have more followers than me. Shoot.
you know, just they post interesting stuff pretending to be other people.
We'll get into that soon. Make sure you guys follow all things Black Hollywood Live at BHL Online on Instagram and Twitter. And make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. Comment. You know, we like to talk to you guys. I'm holding it down again tonight for Raylan and Khalil. But we have a great guest with us. So let's go ahead and get started before we play the Brockmire trailer, which we couldn't think of that word earlier. let's start off with your early acting career. So you're 20 years old.
Yeah.
And you started your career as an actor at 8.
I moved to LA when I was 8.
Moved to LA when you were 8, but you have grown up into the acting industry.
Yeah, definitely.
Can you talk about why you started acting?
Yeah, first? I started, it's actually really interesting. I started acting because I saw my older brother doing it. Hmm. We both got started acting like really, really young. I think my older brother was like 4.5. And I was a baby. I was like 18 months old. And I told my mom, I was like, I want to do what he's doing. She was like, I don't know if you
can. What was he doing?
He was like going into auditions and like doing commercials and stuff.
Okay.
Back in New York, where I was like born and raised. Yeah. And my mom was like, I don't know if you completely understand what's going on.
Yeah.
So like she was like holding me off from it. And actually, the way I got my first, like, job was my older brother was in an audition. He was, like, 5. And he, like, went into the room and, like, came out. And they left the door to the casting room open.
Uh-huh.
And I was, like, 18 months old. So I just hopped up. I had my bottle in my hand. And I walked into the casting room and introduced myself and held a conversation with the people in the room.
Are you serious? Do you remember what it was? What role it was?
It was Pampers. They ended up like, it was for something completely different.
Oh my
gosh. Then like, they were like, "Whose kid is this?" And my mom was like, "I'm just like, I'm so sorry, I didn't like, couldn't keep track of him." He was like, "They were like, no, we want to find something." So I ended up being in a Pampers commercial.
Wow.
Which is like, it's the wildest story.
That is awesome.
But like that's how it.
So did older brother get a role?
He
I know he was mad, like he can't even talk and he gets a role.
He was upset about it for a little while.
Aww.
But he got his fair share of roles in New York. We both did. in New York. And then my older brother got Everybody Hates Chris and had to relocate to L.A. Mm-hmm. And I went with him. And well, me and my younger brother, we went with him. And we got started in L.A. and started working out here.
Yeah, we were talking earlier about your family influence in in your acting career. And your mother and father, they were in the entertainment industry as well.
Yeah.
How influential were they into you starting your career? I know you were just wanted to copy your brother.
Yeah.
But, like, growing up, I'm sure that they taught you different things to get you to be where you are now.
They definitely did. They were really... My parents were really encouraging. And they were, like, really... They were very supportive in the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember my parents always saying, if at any point you don't want to do this, you're done.
Yeah.
Like, because it's a job. Acting is a job. So they didn't want, like, us to feel pressured in any way. Like, you have to do this because, like, it was never a money thing. It was always, like, if we're still passionate about it, we continue doing it. Mm-hmm. And if at any point we're not passionate about it anymore,
just get out of it.
Out.
With actors, I just feel sometimes, you know, we just see you guys on TV or online. We're like, dang, that is so cool. But there's a grind to it.
Yeah.
You know? Can you talk about how it is for a regular, like, remember, a day in the life of an actor?
Yeah.
Like, how do you get these different roles? I'm sure it's not as glamorous as it is on TV, there's a grind to it. There's always a grind.
Yeah, there's always, to every job, no matter how glamorous it looks, there's always a grind to it. And with acting, if you don't like rejection, it's probably not a good idea to become an actor. Because, like, you go on a lot of auditions, and, like, out of every, I want to say, 100, like, 150 auditions, you'll maybe get, like, 2. If, like, you're really lucky.
Wow.
Because, like, you have to go on a lot of auditions. There are a lot of things that you're just not, either you're not a fit for, or, like, the casting directors are just looking for something else. So, like, it's a lot of going out and, like, auditioning and giving the best performance you possibly can, and then either not hearing back or just hearing no.
Have you ever been in a specific audition where it completely just opened your eyes to the acting world? Whether it was a positive way, like, oh, I got the role, or was it something that a casting director said to you that stuck with you your entire career? Like, is there one audition that you can just pick out, or a few that you could say, whether it was a rejection or, you know, any of those experiences?
I don't know if it was in an audition, but I did get a good, like, some good advice from a fellow actor once. That was, you shouldn't see auditions as job interviews, because they kind of are.
You shouldn't see it as job interviews.
You shouldn't see them as job interviews. Just see it as an opportunity to do what you love. Just see it as an opportunity to act for some people who want to see you act.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that takes all of the pressure off of you, so it's not like, oh, I have to be good so that I can get this job. It's just like, no, I'm going to go and have as good a time as I can.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever happens, happens.
Okay, so
and, like, that changed, like, that changes the way you go into it, and, like, you'll end up, people can pick up on that. They'll pick up on the fact that you're, like, not stressed out.
Yeah, how old were you when you were given that advice? Was it pretty, fairly new into your career, or was it, like, later on?
It was a couple years ago, I think, when I was, like, 17.
Really?
Which, like, when you start off as, like, a kid actor, you don't, like, fully understand what, like, acting is, so, like, everything's, like, I really want this, so, like, you really, like, stressed out and stuff, but when you, like, become an adult, and this is your career, then, like, it gets serious, it gets kind of stressful, and, like, just that advice was really good. You're, like, take the pressure off yourself, go have a good time, and, like, do as well as you possibly can, and just be okay with that.
Okay. How do you prepare, when you're going into an audition, or say you landed a role, how do you prepare yourself for a specific role? Is there some studying, like, I guess, principles that you apply to do, like, try and envision yourself as that character? Do you what would you do to prepare yourself to for a specific role?
Yeah, it's
what helps you, I should say.
Yeah. Mainly it's doing research into, like, that type of person, like, what makes a person tick, like, what makes your character that way.
Okay.
So, like, if, like, something that really helped me, that, like, advice I got was nobody ever feels like they're the bad guy, ever. So okay. Even if you're, like, if you're playing someone who's, like a jerk, that person doesn't feel like they're a jerk. Nobody ever feels like they're a bad person. So you have to understand, like, just how they view the world.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if someone's a jerk, then that doesn't mean that, like, they're always walking around like, I'm a jerk, I have to be a jerk right now.
Yeah.
They're saying, like, the people around them are stupid and they're annoying. So treating them like a jerk would treat someone makes sense.
Yeah, okay.
So, like, kind of getting into the mindset of somebody and, like, understanding why they make certain decisions.
What was the most challenging role that you've done so far in your career?
Role I've, like I booked?
Yeah, that you booked. Or was, if there's one that sticks out during an audition, you can share that one as well.
There was one that I auditioned for that was super difficult. It was, like, this, I think it was for, like, Hawaii 5-0, and it's this kid who, was having, recurring nightmares, like, night terrors.
Okay.
And, he went to a psychologist to put him under hypnosis to, like, relive the dreams. Uh-huh. That was hard. That took a lot of, like, effort and, like, building memories and stuff. But that was also,
what, like, was the audition like? Were you just, like, did you have to, like, lay down and have, like, have a nightmare, or what was it?
It was like talking to a therapist, but also, like, it was like sitting back in my chair with my eyes closed and, like, okay, talking to somebody else while also, like, running through it in my mind. And it had to, like, look like I was running through it. So it was, you know, I had to imagine myself in just, like, horrifying situations. So it, like, looked realistic. And that was hard to do. Like, it was complex stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that I did it and I was able to prepare for it and, like, give as good a read as I could.
Yeah. I bet.
Yeah.
So let's switch gears and talk Brockmire.
Yeah.
We were talking about this earlier. We have a trailer for Brockmire, guys, for season 1. If we can pull that up.
How are you? Still dreaming about getting back to the major leagues. Yes, so I am. Pedro delivers a slider into the dirt, count evens, 1-1. I miss having the best seat in the house and making every single moment come alive for people. Fastball misses, just low. That one is way back there. Feels like you're a slice of apple and America's favorite kind of pie. It's either out of here or lost inside my wife's big, fat, cheating vagina. Seriously, though. I do miss it. Welcome to the minor leagues, Jim Brockmire.
10 years ago, your breakdown in the booth, like the original viral videos.
Do people just watch videos of the worst moments of my life and just laugh at my pain? Yes.
No.
Everybody drink a beer!
Are you gonna die?
Probably not.
Stepping in a pinch hit now for the Frackers is Fatty Boom Bilatti.
Babe Ruth himself
is also a big fat piece of shit.
The spotlight found you again.
Hi, folks.
You can take it anywhere you want.
Joe Buck, it's nothing personal. I just happen to hate your stupid face.
I really need to get my shit together.
Oh, welcome to the club, my young friend. Welcome to the club. Move your big ass! You think I'm ever going to be remembered for anything except for the worst moments of my life?
You're brutal, Brockmire, to the day you die.
Brutal Brockmire. We're at how many episodes till the season finale? Is it two?
Two more episodes.
Two more episodes.
We just aired 6 and we have 8 episodes.
Two more episodes, you guys. And then you guys picked up for season 2, right?
Yeah. We actually got our season 2 pickup the day the the day the first episode aired.
Congratulations. Yeah,
so like hours before it aired, which was like, that was, we were like a really
That's big deal. That was so huge, huh? Everybody went crazy, huh?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Talk about your role as an intern.
Yeah.
Like, how was that, working with that cast?
It was amazing, because Hank and Amanda are both, like, they're industry veterans, and they're awesome at what they do.
Yeah.
So it was just, like, it was easy. Going to work was easy, because you're working with people who are really awesome and really mm-hmm. professional and, like, know what they're doing. But on the show, I played Charles, who is kind of the intern for the baseball field that Jules, who is Amanda Pete, yeah. The stadium that she owns. And she kind of tricks Brock Meyer into announcing games for the field. And Brock Meyer, who's played by Hank Azaria, mm-hmm. he ends up using Charles to help him get his fame back. So that was a lot of fun. This is a lot of fun.
I mean, the what was really funny to me, I don't know why, but like the name, the Frackers.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Like that was just like, and then the opening in the trailer, how they hit that big guy. I mean, oh my gosh. I bet you guys have a lot of fun on set.
Yeah. There was a lot of fun on set. And just like it was written so well uh-huh. that it was just easy to be funny,
yeah.
but really hard to stay in the scene because it was everybody was doing such a good job.
Is there a time on set when you guys were filming this that you, I guess, like a funny moment that you can share with us that happened on set?
Yeah.
That you were just like, oh my gosh.
We were filming, what was it, episode 5? Where they're like, Hank, Amanda, and I are drunk, like passed out over the bar. That took us a while to shoot because all three of us were like, we're trying our hardest to make each other laugh.
Uh-huh.
And it was working. So it was a slightly longer day than it probably could have been.
Oh my God.
Can I throw in a question here?
Yeah,
go for it.
I don't know, because I know you're 20, I don't know if you are a big fan of The Simpsons at all, but was it kind of starstruck working with Hank Azaria? I mean, he's kind of legendary in the industry.
Oh, I was super starstruck working with Hank. Because, like, he's everybody on The Simpsons, pretty much.
Yeah.
And he's been working forever. He's a veteran. So, yeah, walking on the set the first day was really surreal. Like, meeting Hank for the first time. Because when I first met him, he was Brock Meyer. He had the whole get up on. And I was just like, wow, this is crazy. And I have to work with you right now. Okay. Like, I had to like push all of my thoughts out of my mind. But he's just a really cool guy and a really awesome to work with.
Did you guys have to do anything to break the ice just to get rid of the nervousness that you had? Or was it just purely professional that you were just ready?
We got started working right away, which like that helped me at least a lot because then, it felt like I was like, okay, we're going to work. You can see me in a work environment and see that like, I'm like good at what I do. So like we can be equals ish. And like, and that was really cool. So that kind of, broke the ice a bit. So we were just hanging out and talking, because like as two actors on a set,
yeah.
not as like a 20-year-old actor and Hank Azaria.
Yeah, just, you know. That's awesome. You can actually have fun with yeah. your co-hosts. I mean, I'm sorry, not your co-workers.
Yeah, in exactly. a sense.
Can you talk about any upcoming roles in the future that you can announce?
Or
is it not?
Okay. I have a few things that I want to talk about, but I can't technically.
Let's just say follow him on Instagram and Twitter, and then wait
yeah.
for the
yeah.
the things, good stuff.
Things are happening. There's good stuff coming, but I can't talk about a lot of it.
Good stuff coming soon. So follow him on all social media. But before we move on to our hot topics, can you? Besides Hank, can mm-hmm. you name some notable actors that you've worked with?
Yeah. Matthew McConaughey.
Yes.
I worked with Matthew McConaughey. That was awesome.
Yes.
He's like the nicest person. The nicest person I've ever worked with and one of the nicest people I've ever met.
I bet. Can you, so biopics are like huge right now.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know that they're working on a Madonna one.
Really?
Yeah, there's a Madonna one. We actually talked about it on our show the other time. There's Madonna. There's a Britney Spears one that came out.
Really?
It's not necessarily, well, Madonna does not want hers out.
Oh, well, so, that I can kind of understand that. That feels like a, like.
You gotta be really like, I don't know.
You gotta be careful about it. And like, and if they're not involved and they're still alive, that can be kind of messed up.
So there's two parts of my question for that. So when it comes to a biopic and you had the opportunity to play anybody that you wanted, who would it be?
Man, I was thinking about this the other day. I don't know. I'm thinking maybe Donald Glover, because I think that would be really cool.
Yeah.
Also, I'm just
so talented.
An enormous fan of his.
He is so talented.
He's really, really awesome.
I mean, wow.
Man, who else would I play? I don't know. I've been trying to think about it, but I can't. It's hard to come up with.
If you can, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
But then another question, like, when I was, like, doing my research and stuff, I see, like, different biopics coming out, but this Madonna one really hit me, because I'm thinking, okay, A, she's a star.
Right.
Okay, and then she's still alive.
Yeah.
And they're still going forward, even though she said no. And in the acting industry, is that she doesn't really like, she's already said some
right.
things, like she doesn't really. In the acting industry, and how is that still okay? Like, is it, how can you work around the person,
yeah.
like Madonna, even though she says, like, no?
Right.
So I think there's different, about, like, Michael Jackson was in, they're talking about that. I mentioned Britney Spears, the Aaliyah one.
Right, yeah, the
like,
Aaliyah one.
Aaliyah touched me. I was like, wait, Aaliyah, really?
I know.
You gotta do it right.
You gotta do Aaliyah's right. I think it's the same thing with the Aaliyah biopic.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's out of your hands, because mm-hmm. if you're an actor and you signed on to project,
it.
Then, like, either, and when you hear, like, somebody, like, isn't okay with their biopic, you
yeah.
either have to stay on and hope it's really good mm-hmm. and they're okay with it later, or just like pull out and say, nah, this doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
Which there's pros and cons to both.
Mm-hmm.
Which I wasn't Zendaya supposed to play Aaliyah originally?
And then she backed out.
Yeah, she backed out.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes sense, because if you want to do justice to the story of somebody,
yeah.
then, like, you have to make sure they're okay
they're
with
okay
it,
with
guess,
it.
You know?
I feel like, yeah, I agree. I mean, you know, it's tough. I mean, that's, you don't want it, when you go into an audition, you don't think of it as a job opportunity.
Yeah.
However, when you get the role,
yeah,
that's
there,
when you
there
have
is responsibility
to, like, there is
that comes with
yeah.
it. Because, you know, you have to play, you have to be as accurate as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree. So let's go ahead and get into our hot topic. So we have usually Next and Cassie next in our Fresh Beats, which next time you come on, we're going to have you do the Fresh Beats segment, since you're really into music.
Yes, let's do it. I'm definitely down.
Yes. I'm really going to let you know when we have another show.
Yeah,
then. If you're off on Thursdays, come through, because then it's me and you. We'll talk about music.
Let's do it.
First and foremost, Paris Jackson. She landed her first, sources say she'll be starring in an untitled dark comedy coming soon. Like, she had her first acting debut on Star. So then now she just landed her first real movie. The title actually hasn't come out yet, but
right.
there were sources say that she landed a huge role. So shout out to Paris
yeah.
for making some big moves.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Shout out to Paris. That's really cool.
Right? I wish they released, like, what it was going to be named, but whatever. I understand. But TV shows. We did talk before that you're into a lot of, you watch a lot of TV.
Yeah, I watch a lot of TV.
What are some of your favorite TV shows?
Oh, I really love Broad City.
Okay.
Like, I've been rewatching that a lot lately. Rick and Morty. That's one of my favorite shows. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Okay.
Community. I've been rewatching Community.
Community. Okay.
Legion was really good. The first season of that just ended. Mr. Robot is like my favorite show. Mr. Robot. Period. Oh man, I cannot wait for season 3. That's gonna be amazing.
Mr. Robot. Oh yeah. I have seen this one before. Oh, I haven't seen the whole episode. Nice. Are you into reality TV?
Not really. Not a whole lot.
Not a whole lot.
Yeah.
I was just interested in that. What about movies?
I'm trying to catch up on movies because there are a lot.
Same here. There's a lot of movies coming out soon in the summertime. But yeah, if what's one of the movies that you can continually play like all the time? You'll never get tired of.
Jurassic Park. I can watch Jurassic Park over and over again and never get tired of it.
You know, there's gonna be another Jurassic Park.
Yeah, there's Jurassic World 2, I think.
Oh, I actually didn't know that. I was trying to joke here, but really?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because we're talking about biopics. I'm like, wait, what? No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they're doing a sequel to Jurassic World.
Oh, my gosh. You need to get in that role.
Hey.
That would be awesome.
Listen, if they're down, I'm down.
Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
What other classics are your favorites?
The movie's in my head. I'm trying to just remember the name. Silence of the Lambs.
What?
Whoa. Like, yeah. I love that movie so much.
Are you into scary movies?
I am. I am kind of into scary movies.
I get a sense that you love that. What kind of movies, what scary movies are you into right now? Like, are you into scary, like, It? Have you seen It?
Oh, is it out?
No, but like, no, old school.
I haven't seen the original. I've seen Chucky. Chucky's kind of hilarious to me.
What?
It's kind of funny.
I can't have dolls at all because of Chucky.
Oh, no. No, me either. But like.
There's another scary movie that I wanted to ask you about, but I forgot. It's
cool. Like, there's.
Saw?
I don't really like
that's so...
Saw. Because that's just kind of. I'm not a fan of torture porn. I don't like that.
Yeah,
you know?
That's kind of...
And also, I'm not a huge fan of body horror stuff. I like psychological horror is really interesting to me. I'm not going to say I like it because, like, I don't want that to happen to me.
But
one of my favorite... It's kind of a thriller. Black Swan. I love Black Swan so much.
Black Swan. Who's the main... What's her name?
I'm horrible with names.
I'm pretty sure this is the movie that I'm obsessed with, too. Natalie Portman.
Yes!
That movie was so good. You consider it scary?
It was... It was really unsettling and trippy.
It was trippy.
I love stuff like that.
That is one of my favorite... That's so... I love that movie.
Yeah.
Love it. Dang, she did a really good job.
She did a really good job. She got an Oscar for that, didn't she?
I believe so.
That was well deserved.
Super. Oh, another casting news that we have. Robin Williams, the late, great, amazing Robin Williams.
Yeah.
He lent his voice to a character in the British self-comedy Absolutely Anything. I believe I have a clip of that. He plays the dog.
Change your life for the better.
Oh, that's easy. I would be able to see Catherine from downstairs.
By the power invested in me by the Intergalactic Council, I hereby pronounce a destruction order on the planet Earth. The usual test, Kylie. One Earthling will be picked at random to prove he can use absolute power for good.
But if he uses it for evil,
the Earth will be eliminated.
Suppose there was one thing you could do would change your life for the better.
Oh, that's easy. I would be able to see Catherine from downstairs.
can make things happen.
Clothes? Get dressed on me. All I have to do is wave my hand. Do
it too. Dennis, be able to speak.
Biscuits. Awesome.
What?
Biscuits. Please, please, please. Nothing else matters.
Come to think of it, I wouldn't mind shagging your leg right now.
I could solve every problem in the world.
Have you thought this thing through?
Dog mess, clean yourself up.
He has no idea of doing any good whatsoever.
Let me have a really great body. And a really big...
Ah! Ow! Not that big, obviously.
I was being selfish. I could have made people happy.
Let everyone who died be alive again.
Ah! Not everyone who's died ever! Are you crazy?
Me be president of the United States.
Are the briefing papers for Syria, the deficit, Israel and the Middle East.
Jesus!
Sibel!
Just pretend to be a dumb animal again.
I love you, Neil!
Shut up, Dennis!
Shag her, Neil!
Give me the body of a great man.
So, yeah, so reportedly, Robin Williams completed scenes 3 weeks before his death.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm, yeah. It's supposed to reach American theaters May 12th.
That's...
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that looks really good, too.
That was, yeah, it just made me think of Robin Williams and his legacy.
Yeah.
I mean, what was one of your favorite movies?
Jumanji.
Of course. That was one of my favorites, man. For sure. There's actually another Jumanji, I believe.
Yeah.
In the works. Is it starring The Rock?
That's starring The Rock and Kevin Hart and Kevin Jack Hart. Black.
I'm interested to see what movies do you think that, like, you shouldn't touch? There's classics that, like, you can't do a remake or, like, a part two, I feel.
Right.
And,
I feel like Jurassic Park was that way.
Yeah.
But...
More and more.
But there's more and more coming, you know.
Like, there's not going to be another Mrs. Doubtfire.
No.
That wasn't my
favorite.
It can't
be another Mrs. Doubtfire. And, like, I feel like Aliens, they could keep going.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I'm excited for the new Alien movie.
Yeah.
But, like, Prometheus is me, like, Like, I'm skeptical.
Yeah. There's, But, yeah, so when I saw that, I'm like, wow, like Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Like, and you hear his voice in this. Like, that's completely awesome. I mean, just to complete it 3 weeks before his death. This is one of the three movies that is released that he was working on before he passed. So this is supposed to be coming out on May 12th.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you play the dog. But it did lead me to this discussion, though, with remakes. So,
yeah.
I'm not sure if you heard, but Baby Boy, you know that classic with Tyrese and Taraji? Kind of hinted that there might be a Baby Boy part two. Will there be another Jody and Yvette duo that you can see to play this? No, the cast hasn't been released yet.
Yeah.
You know, it hasn't been said that Jody and Yvette are grown now and they're coming back.
Right.
But, like, yeah.
I really want it to be good. Like,
that it to be good, too. It's just, like, you can't.
Like, you can't. There's no way to know. Mm-hmm. Which, like, that's my one, like, kind of complaint about, like, remakes they're having now. It's, like, it's exciting and it's awesome, but they have to be good also. Or else it's just, like... It's just a cash grab.
You know, Friday, too, there's...
like another Friday?
Friday, yeah. That was... Oh, my gosh. Who played the father in Friday? He was the one...
What is his name?
He was the one that kind of hinted that there would be another Friday.
Man.
I'm drawing
I can
blank.
See his face right
yeah.
now. I
yeah,
can't.
I know. But anyways, he was the one who said that there would be another Friday.
Well, which... If Ice Cube's involved, it'll probably be okay. It'll probably be pretty good.
I think that one I'm not necessarily mad at.
Yeah.
I'm cool for that. But I don't know about Baby Boy.
Yeah, because, like, that's... Like, a lot of the like the good like black 90s movies, mm-hmm. I feel like we should just leave them kind of alone.
What other 90s movies do you think?
Friday, like
Baby Boy.
What was the one that was Janet Jackson and Tupac?
Poetic Justice.
Poetic Justice. Don't touch Poetic Justice. Don't even remaster it. Just like leave it alone.
Can't touch that. I agree with you.
No, that is unacceptable. Oh, if we get another Poetic Justice, because it's not gonna be as good
as the original.
It really is not.
I mean, I've seen a lot of Poetic Justice like costumes.
Yeah.
That's
which
cool.
Like that's awesome. Like because like you're you know what the movie is. Like it's like I feel like that's a shared experience. Mm-hmm. We all know what that is.
Yeah.
But I don't know about remaking mm-hmm. that or Brown Sugar. That's one of my favorite movies.
Yes.
If I hear they're making another Brown Sugar, I'll probably put up a petition.
Brown Sugar,
make sure that doesn't
happen.
Don't
touch that. Love and Basketball, you can't touch Love and Basketball.
You can't touch Love and Basketball.
Love and Basketball. I mean, we talked about this. You know I love me some basketball.
Yes.
That was my thing. No, Love and Basketball, you can't touch. So we have Poetic Justice, Love and Basketball.
Love and Basketball. Brown Sugar.
Brown Sugar.
Don't.
Those are the three that you cannot touch.
No.
No.
I mean, Brown Sugar may be, if they do it right and, like, adapt it to, like, but still, don't do it.
No.
Don't touch it.
You know who I think who did it right, though? I'm not, it's not necessarily, it's not a remake, but BET's The New Edition movie.
That was really, really great.
That was amazing.
Yeah. And I was, like, I was concerned because I was, like, I wanted,
yeah,
the story of New Edition, like, I wanted it to be told really well. And it was.
It was,
like,
so good.
Yeah. I ended up binging all three in one night.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'll just check out this one. And then, like, tomorrow, no.
It's almost like, in a sense, where it's like, okay, you've seen New Edition. It's like, come on, you guys. At least show some respect to those iconic people and have them be involved. But, yeah, I agree. Poet of Justice, Brown Sugar, and Love and Basketball.
Just
do
those
not
just
touch.
Those just stay the way they are.
Well, before we end our show,
oh man,
I know it's. I can't even. I was looking at the time. I'm like, what the heck? Why is it like already 7? It's crazy.
How?
I don't know.
It's crazy.
I know. It's because we're having a great time.
That's
obviously,
true.
That means you have to come back seriously on Thursdays and share the hot. You got the music segment because you know I'm musically challenged, and I'm sure if Raylan and Cleo are watching this, they're gonna laugh at me because they say that to me all
the
time.
I am down.
Okay, cool.
I'm down to fill a gap
because I need to learn my music. Before we go ahead and let you go, I know you can't share what you're working on, but you guys are gonna follow him on social media. Give some, I guess, one thing that you can leave to your viewers about someone who wants to break into the acting industry, your piece of advice that you want to leave everybody with.
Work as hard as you can, as often as you can. And if you are as passionate about it as you think you are, then things are going to happen. Just like continue to put in good work. And take criticism, creative criticism, and like try to see how, even if somebody says, that was really bad, try to see like, okay, maybe it was really bad. What about it was bad? Try and build build yourself as frequently and as creatively as possible, you know? And like things are going to start happening. The more work you put in on yourself, the more is going to show.
Mm-hmm. There you have it. I love that. I love that. Thank you.
There we go.
I could take that into my personal life.
Yeah.
Anybody can use that. Well, guys, thank you for tuning in on another great episode of Next. We will see you next week. I'm your host, Raina. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raina_LA. And then one more time where we can find you on your social media accounts.
Instagram
and Twitter.
Tyrell_J_Will. Because like people steal names. And Twitter, Tyrell J. Will.
And make sure you guys follow all things Black Hollywood Live at BHL Online on Instagram and Twitter. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. Comment, like, share, talk to us. We love to talk back to you guys. We'll see you next week.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.